Exercise 4, Intentions and the Field. The new paradigm tells us that our underlying reality, the field, is equally present at all points in space-time. This means that when you have a desire, you're actually sending a message into the entire field. Your slightest intention is rippling across the universe at the quantum level. It is normal to have all desires be fulfilled if your awareness is open and clear. It takes no special act of providence to fulfill desires. The universal field of existence has been designed to operate for that purpose. Whenever a desire comes true, the mechanics of intention have certain similarities for every person. Let's go over these. There are 6 things that happen. Number 1, a certain outcome is intended. Number 2, the intention is specific and definite. The person is certain about what he wants. Number 3, little or no attention is paid to the details of the physiological processes involved. Paying attention to the details, in fact, slows down or prevents success. Number 4, the person expects a result and has confidence in the outcome. There is no anxious attachment to a result, however. If you are anxious about falling asleep, for instance, it prevents sleep itself. Number 5, there is a self-referring feedback involved. Every successful intention teaches you how to fulfill the next intention even better. And number 6, at the end of the process, there is no doubt that the outcome was obtained by a definite conscious process that extends beyond the individual to a larger reality. You need someone to show you illuminating consciousness, remove the dark from you, and give you that which you supplies. Illuminate my consciousness.
Show me, illumine my consciousness, remove the dark from in me, and give me that which I love. You need someone to show me, illumine my consciousness, remove the dark from me, and give me that which you love.
So let's go through the steps again. 1. Sit quietly and use any of the methods already given for relaxing your body and feeling calm. 2. Focus on your desire. Intend the outcome you want. Be specific. You can visualize the outcome or express it to yourself verbally. 3. Don't get bogged down in details. Don't force or concentrate. Your intention should be as natural as intending to get a drink of water. 4. Expect and believe in the outcome. Know that it is certain. 5. Realize that doubt, worry, and attachment will only interfere with success. 6. Let go of the desire. You don't have to mail a letter twice. Just know that the message was delivered and your result is on the way. And 7. Be open to the feedback that comes to you, either inside yourself or from the environment. Realize that any and all feedback was elicited by you. This last step is extremely important. Being so conditioned by the materialistic worldview, all of us tend to look for material results. The feedback that can be produced from an intention is capable of manifesting in unexpected ways, but some result is always produced, however faint. Finally, it is helpful to remind yourself that you can rely on this approach because you are tapping into the fundamental nature of your physiology as it operates all the time. My internal cues are my best feedback, and the more I respond to them, the more I will amplify the force of my intention to get the outcome that I want.